We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Oh, man, it's been a year since we talked to each other. In any case, welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas show on this very first day of a very new year, 2025. And we want to welcome all of you with a happy new year to you. Health, prosperity, and of course, all of the joy that you can have, and peace and tranquility as well. We welcome you to the show and happy new year to you all. And today, by the way, is a massive birthday. Today, happy birthday to all the racehorses in the Northern Hemisphere, because it's a universal birthday today. All of them two-year-olds that were just two-year-olds yesterday are now under the spotlight and in the glamour group of the three-year-olds on the way to the Kentucky Derby this year. Welcome to the Race Day Show, and happy New Year and happy birthday to all out there. Happy birthday to all the horses. All the horses become universally a year older today. We welcome you. We come to you live and direct from the gaming and New Year's Eve capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. What a night it was last night here, boy. Fireworks, people all over the place, and just jamming the casinos and just on the strip. It was amazing, and it was, for the most part, a very peaceful and and respectful celebration last night here in Las Vegas. We are here in your gaming capital, coming to you live and direct from this gaming capital and the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard and the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show, and we welcome all of our listeners on our radio station, our anchor station here, Sports Talk 1400 AM 107.1 FM, and of course, all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, Google Phone. We got that covered, too, with the apps. You go to your app store, and you put the KSHP app if you want to listen to us through the radio station, and the YouTube app, of course, if you want to see and hear us on the YouTube site and app as well, and anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the show. Happy New Year to you all. And yes, the Strip, Las Vegas, survived the craziness of last night. That's for sure. At the moment, we do want to remind everybody out there, though, I'm sure you saw the news this morning about the tragedy that happened in New Orleans at down in New Orleans there, and we want to just, our thoughts and prayers go out to all those people there and that tragedy that happened there. And, of course, we have not given any notice yet that Fairgrounds will cancel today, so they're going to go on with it. I'm sure the Sugar Bowl later on this evening will also go on with it as well in New Orleans. Anyhow, we welcome you to the Race Day Show, another new year of our handicappers, etc. And for today, we do have racing at Santa Anita and Aqueduct, but I cannot believe the fact that we have this holiday, this New Year's Day, and there's no stakes race at either Aqueduct or Santa Anita. When I was, working at the racetracks in Southern California, New Year's Day was a big day out at Santa Anita. We had stakes races, etc., but none of them today there or at Aqueduct. Now, as far as the New Year's Day weather is concerned, a lot of action going on the East Coast. Remember, it looked like it was raining some last night when they had the Times Square last night midnight with the ball dropping there. And there's still a lot of activity going on, although most of the rain and snow, et cetera, is now centered around the Great Lakes area, upper state in western New York, up further north in Maine, etc. And it looks like, for the most part, that's where the snow, etc., is really centered on north of New York, etc. But as far as the rest of the country, the plain states and the Midwest and the West looks in pretty good shape. Florida looks in great shape. Gulf Coast in good shape now after the winter storms that went through there. A little bit of action going on in the Northwest with Washington and Oregon and Northern California and a little bit in Northern Nevada, but nothing to worry about as far as the weather concerns there for racing today. And the temperatures, though, we're going to get into an Arctic big freeze coming down for most of the East Coast. As a matter of fact, they said the Arctic flow is going to come down from Canada and go right through the Midwest and onto the East Coast that could affect right down to the Gulf Coast. In places like New Orleans, Houston, and parts of Florida, going to get really, really cold weather. Right now, New York City will top off at 51 degrees today. Miami, 80. How disgusting. 80 degrees in Miami right now. Tampa, 72. Well, not right now, but it'll be throughout the day. They'll top off at that. Los Angeles is going to top off at 70 degrees, so that's comfortable. Phoenix, Arizona, 73. Here in Las Vegas, it is cold outside right now, walking through that parking lot, 37 degrees here right now in Las Vegas. We're going to get up to 58, and that's going to be the weather now for the rest of the week. Remember, this is Wednesday. It is New Year's Day. It's a big holiday, but we're kind of just moving towards a weekend of racing as well, the first weekend of 2025. Oklahoma City, 46. Looking at the cold spots, how about the International Falls? First 14 degrees in International Falls. So you can see it's winter weather. We are here in the winter. All right, now that we got the happy birthdays out of the way for all of the horses, I want to remind everybody out there that if you go to YouTube and you search in the search bar, if you don't know exactly where you're at, you go to YouTube, hit the search bar, hit South Point Studios, and then you'll get to the next page, and you'll see the Race Day logo. You hit that, and then here you're here on the Race Day Show listening and watching us. And, of course, you can chat away on the chat box. The chat box is already going crazy, the chat room is. You have to be a subscriber. And if you're not subscribed, just hit subscribe. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything to get on there. And then you can start chatting away. And we have a lot of people chatting away. So happy New Year's to all of you there and all of you there and everywhere else. Okay. Flavian Pratt had a Hall of Fame year this year, didn't he? Oh, my goodness. Flavian Pratt is now looking to capitalize on a big year that he had, record-breaking year. Earnings of more than $37.27 million for his horses. He ranked atop the national standings, and he finished the season on Sunday at Santa Anita with a record 82 stakes wins. 82 stakes wins. 56 of those graded stakes, both records. And going to be interesting to see if he can keep up the pace. Pratt will be racing now in Southern California until the Keeneland meet starts in April. So Pratt will be there in Southern California. Wait and see about that. Mahoning Valley Racecourse. A jockey was given 15 days suspension for not pursuing with his horse, for failure to give the best effort, they said, to his horse in a race. Jockey Luis Antonio Gonzalez, 15-day suspension for not pursuing with his horse. I think these jockeys have to realize a couple of things. One, most importantly, is that this is not a game where the gamblers are just betting win anymore, win, place, and show. People, there's pools that have trifectas, they got superfectas, and they've got the super duperfectas that go down to fifth place. So when people are gambling and need positions to cash their tickets beyond first, second, and third, fourth, and fifth, I think the jockeys ought to be reminded that they have to pursue to the wire, even if they're trying to pursue for fifth place, because it means something to some gambler out there. I don't mean abusing the horses. I don't mean that at all. But you do what you do on a horse if you were trying to win the race or finish fifth on behalf of the integrity of the game and the integrity of betting. And if they decide that the jockeys don't want to comply to that, then they should take those bets away from us, because it's not fair for us to, have a trifecta and have two horses battling, and you got a horse in third place and he gets nailed at the wire because the jock decided to wrap up on the horse. If you want the safety of the horses and you say you want them to wrap up, fine, but then I don't think we should have those bets available to the racing public, because we are betting for them to finish right to the finish line. So this guy, this jockey, Luis Antonio Gonzalez, got handed 15 days for not pursuing. I'm not saying he was trying anything nefarious, but maybe it's, those type of suspensions will remind them that they have to race to the wire if the horse is okay. All right, so we take care of that. Mr. Rapoli, Mike Rapoli, has gotten plans now. He's got his plans for his fierceness. All right? Here are the plans owner Mike Rapoli has for fierceness this year. They are pointing him for three major races this year. The Met Mile that will happen on June 7th out, I believe that's going to be up at Saratoga this year. The Whitney Stakes, also at Saratoga, on the 25th of August. And, of course, the main event, the Breeders' Cup Classic, which will be held at Del Mar this year again on the first day of November. So they're pointing fierceness towards the Met Mile, Whitney, and Breeders' Cup Classic. He said there might be other races in there as well, but those are the three major races that they're pointing fierceness for. Eclipse Award voting ends tomorrow. I went over my vote yesterday and put that in. But the Eclipse of voting for that, and Fierceness is one of the top horses for Horse of the Year. I got to tell you, looking at Horse of the Year was kind of difficult, because the older horses really kind of beat each other. Fierceness had a couple of really giant races. You remember the Florida Derby way back at the beginning of the year. And, of course, the Travers. But he had a lot of races that he didn't fire in either. And that was the case for a lot of the other handicap horses. So I guess when you think about voting, you know, Breeders' Cup is supposed to be the day of the champions, the crown champions. It's the championship of our sport. And if that is indeed the case, then I guess, you know, you get the horse that won the Breeders' Cup Classic. If there are aren't any other horses during the year that have done so much. And so far, I don't think this year any horse really stood out. Now, I know Torpedo Anna did her big race in the Travers against the Fierceness, but she lost a couple of races there that she shouldn't have either. But she ran great as well. So kind of curious to see how it all shakes out for the Eclipse Award voting. And Dylan Davis had a monster year last year. Dylan Davis got crowned the New York leading jockey of 2024. The New York Racing Association title winner of 2004. This includes, of course, races at Aqueduct and at Saratoga. And combining that, he had 209 wins last year, Dylan Davis did. He was Manny Franco had a good year as well. He finished second with 196. But Dylan Davis was crowned the New York NYRA leading jockey of 2024. He now packs his tack. He's going down to Gulfstream. He'll be competing at Gulfstream now. Dylan Davis for the first time competing down there for the meet in the championship meet at Gulfstream Park. And the top race of 2024 was voted as the Travers Stakes at Saratoga, where Fierceness beat Torpedo Anna. That was, they say, the race of the year. It wasn't the championship race of the year, but it was the competitive race of the year. Okay? All right, so we got Jonathan Hardoon standing by, Rich Ang, John Lindo, and Jerry J. I'm sure all of them are taking their bicarbonate soda this morning after last night. And we, of course, have a recap of what happened on past Sunday at Santa Anita. The stakes race there at Santa Anita on Sunday was the Eddie Logan for two-year-old on the turf at a mile. The winner there was Artis Las. Artis Las, of course, was a pick by Rich Ang on the show, paid 320 as the big favorite. That was Jeff Mullen's second win of the day on Sunday. So was Flavian Pratt's second win of the day. They outran FOMO Joe and Sabretooth, who finished third in that race. Jeff Mullen's earlier winner was Queen Maxima in the fifth, paying 380 there. And as far as anything else really happening on Sunday at Santa Anita, not great shakes. There were a lot of favorites, yes, a lot of favorites at Santa Anita on Sunday. Gulfstream Park, winner of the Key West Stakes, Key West Handicap there was Sand and Sea. Junior Alvarado for Riley Mott, that's, of course, Belmont's son. Jonathan Ardoon's pick in that race finished second. Sunbee finished second, and Mary Quite Contrary finished third. Lucky Combination finished third in the race. The winner there, Sand and Sea, paid $4.80 as the favorite in that one. And at Aqueduct, on a off track at Aqueduct on Sunday, Linda Rice opened the card with a winner in the first race at $3.30. And for the most part, not much happening there at Aqueduct. Dylan Davis had a couple of wins. He won the fifth race with Gaga's Handsome. That was Jerry J's feature play winner there at $7.30. And he also finished up with the link-ups that finished second and third for the Exacta and the Trifecta in that one. The Queens County Stakes, which was the feature at Aqueduct on Sunday, won by Feliz Fogg. Romeo Mero aboard there for Gustavo Rodriguez, paying $9.80, outrunning Curbstone and Law Professor. Pick six on Sunday at Aqueduct, $53,885 and change. Wow. All right, just a quick look at what happened last year. Now we got to talk about what's happening this year, like today. So we'll take our first break, and when we come back, we'll get you your racing menu for this first day of 2025, and then off with our handicappers. So don't go away. Happy New Year's on the first show of 2025. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie, Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for day one of 2025. Pretty light weekend coming up on this weekend as far as stakes races. Aqueduct and Turfway Park will have a stakes race apiece on Saturday. Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn Park, and Santa Anita will also have two stakes races on their cards. And Santa Anita is the only racetrack on Saturday that has a graded stakes races on it. It'll feature the Las Flores, grade three, for four-year-olds up, fillies and mares at six furlongs, and the San Vicente for the newly crowned three-year-olds, this grade two, at seven furlongs for 200,000. And that's on Saturday. As far as Sunday is concerned, the only track that has a stakes race on Sunday is Santa Anita. So it's a kind of a light week going into the first week of 2025, but guaranteed to start picking up after this weekend. Let's get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today in the racebook, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, the first post times we broadcast on this menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. If you're in it, no problem. If you're not, adjust to it so you don't miss anything like I miss mom and dad, okay? First post times are Pacific. All right, we begin with Parks Racing. Parks Racing has 10 races today, and their first post time is 9:05, 9:05 at Parks. Then we go to Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. Jonathan Hardoon tells me it was raining all yesterday, all last night, so the track is going to be off at Aqueduct. As a matter of fact, they have labeled the track right now as good. Okay, the track is labeled good, and it's cloudy, 47 degrees, they say, right now. But the track's labeled good at Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. Eight races today, no stakes race. First post time is at 9:10 at Aqueduct. Mahoning Valley has eight races. Their first post time is at 9:15. Gulfstream Park kicks in with a 10-race card. A couple of stakes races at Gulfstream today. The $150,000 cash run for three-year-old fillies at a mile sees a field of seven before it scratches. And the 9-5 favorite there is Paradise City with Irate Ortiz Jr. And then the ninth race is the Dania Beach at a mile on the turf for three-year-olds. A field of eight in there. 6-5 favorite there is Dream On in that field, and Irate Ortiz Jr. also rides that favorite there. Remember, these three-year-olds were just two-year-olds not more than 24 hours ago. First post time at Gulfstream Park, 9:20. Their pick six rainbow jackpot carryover, $166,992. First post time at Gulfstream, 9:20. Tampa Bay Downs, they've got a pick six jackpot carryover of $2,655. Their first post time for nine races set at 9:30. Turfway Park, early post today at Turfway. Their first post time is 10 a.m. for nine races. Their feature race is the Go Well. The Go Well is the sixth race on the card, six furlongs for three-year-old fillies, a field of seven, and the 2-1 favorite there is My Little Punky. First post time at Turfway today for nine races set at 10 a.m., 10 a.m. at Turfway. Fairgrounds, Fairgrounds has nine races. Their first post time is set at the 10:45 at the Fairgrounds. Turf Paradise has a pick six jackpot carryover of $15,099. $15,099 at Turf Paradise and their pick six jackpot carryover. Nine races. First two will be quarter horses. The last seven will be thoroughbreds in the first post time of 11:10. Then we get to Santa Anita. Santa Anita has 9 races today. Their first post time is 12 high noon. 12 noon at Santa Anita. The only carryover there is that crazy 3x3, 3 trifecta pool there. $773 if you want to partake. 9 races today at Santa Anita. First post time is at 12 noon with no stakes race today. No stakes race today at Santa Anita. Okay? And finally, we got Penn National. Penn National has the first post time at Penn National for 8 races set at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Early post there as well at Penn National. 1 o'clock this afternoon there. All right, that's your New Year's Day racing menu. Now let's go out to our New Year's Day coverage with Jonathan Hardin. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. I was I managed to see the ball drop at Times Square on cable TV at 9 o'clock our time. And by the time the craziness went on with all the fireworks on the strip, I was 3 sheets to the wind.
Yeah, I was snoring by the time the ball hit Times Square here. So I guess we were operating on the same wavelength.
It's called the wavelength of all men. That's what it's called.
I guess so. We've seen enough ball drop.
I've seen enough of the ball drops, and I've seen enough fireworks to last me a lifetime. That's for sure. But I certainly hope everybody had a good time.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, what happened in Louisiana is very sad, and just crazy world we live in nowadays.
Yeah,
Ralph.
It was in the French Quarter, and it got crazy. Anyhow.
Yeah. Ralph, 15 days for a guy that didn't ride to the wire, that's a little light. I would have thrown the book at him. I mean,
yeah, well, what you see is what you make an initial decision on. Now, if you talk to him and he says, listen, my horse was getting tired or whatever, or something that he can convince you of that he was protecting the horse by, that's another thing. But the thing is, when they're offering these types of bet that goes down to sometimes the fifth place finisher in a race.
Yeah, the pentafecta is you need to run fifth.
Right. And so if that is the case, if they're offering that bet, they have to tell the jockeys they have to ride as if they were riding to win for fifth place because
absolutely.
It means something. Otherwise, don't offer the bet because we have a trust factor as far as the players are concerned.
How about the owners, Ralph? They get paid down to fifth at a lot of tracks or whatever it is. I mean, you have to ride for the owners as well if you ever want to get the mount back. The fact that they gave him 15 days obviously means something was up. They weren't happy with whatever he did. So
well, they weren't happy with his explanation, I could say that. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. 15 days is a ridiculous punishment. It should have been a lot more. That's all. My opinion. Done.
Okay. Well, maybe a jockey that isn't riding at big league racetracks, 15 days is, like 2 weeks of paychecks. So maybe it.
Yeah, but if you want to step up and go to the major leagues, the idea is probably to ride as hard as you can at these minor league tracks.
I will agree there. Aqueduct, New York, you say it's been raining there for a long time?
It rained all last night. Yesterday, it started raining about 9 o'clock last night. It ended about 6 o'clock this morning, and it was coming down. They're calling the track good. Obviously, they must have had it sealed. Ralph, are you allowed to share with us who you voted for Horse of the Year?
Sure, I am. As a matter of fact, what I did was when I made that vote, I emailed it to my computer here just in case anybody was going to question me.
I asked who you voted for.
I got it down to Torpedo Anna, Fierceness, and Sierra Leone. And since they had pros and cons for every one of those three horses, I decided that the Breeders' Cup, the big thing is Breeders'
was
Cup, where champions are crowned and all that. So I had to use Sierra Leone as Horse of the Year because he won the Breeders' Cup Classic.
And they did beat each other, Fierceness and Sierra Leone, a few times during the year. Okay. I don't know who I would have voted for. Honestly, I thought it was pretty tough. There was no standout.
I think the easiest category, obviously, was three-year-old filly. You got to give that to Torpedo Anna, no question about that. And the older dirt male, that was kind of crazy, too. I mean, you had nobody really stuck out there.
Who'd you vote for there?
Well, since Sierra Leone won the championship, I decided that the dirt mail was a vote that I was going to give for a wider scope, a mile races, etc. So I wound up voting for National Treasure over Skippy Longstocking and Sub Sansador, but it was a crapshoot.
Well,
went anywhere.
Yeah, you could have gotten a lot of. Good thing I didn't have a vote. I'd still be working on it. So,
yeah,
you did the best you could, Ralph.
Yeah, no question about that. Now, of course, and maybe on tomorrow's show, since we don't have a lot of other things to cover on tomorrow's show, maybe we'll go over the rest of the ballot.
Good idea.
Okay. Isn't it kind of weird that there's no stakes race at either San Ynez or Aqueduct on New Year's Day?
I find it surprising. I mean, you know, it's the first day of the year. Run a stake race, for God's sake. But they opted not to.
Yeah, well,
to be honest with you, Ralph, the cards are kind of light today. I was really surprised. I expected a lot more substance to these cards. Aqueduct's only running 8 races,
yeah.
So that's not a good sign.
It's very void of a holiday racing cards around the country. It's very void of that, I think, today.
Yeah, people are going to be leaning towards football, from what I understand.
Yeah.
I got 2 emails already. I'm not playing today. I'm playing football. Okay, play football.
Listen,
he's been pretty good at football. So,
well, I'm a gambling ambidextrous. I can do more than one thing. So I'll be betting horses. I already got my football bets done, and Rich Eng's going to help us with a football bet a little bit later on. So, what are we doing today?
I know you got three
sheets, right? You got Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Santa, right?
Yeah, I wasn't going to give a pick at Gulfstream, but I am now because I'm not really happy with my Aqueduct selection. There's a couple of late scratches in there. The 7th race today was where my radio play is going to come. And I like the number 1 horse in here, Vehemente, 3-year-old filly from the Joe Sharp barn. Pay attention, folks. Horses now that are turning 3 get to use Lasix for the first time. That's important. And Vehemente gets to go on Lasix for the first time. She's listed at 3-1 on the morning line. I think she'll be a little shorter with the 2 late scratches of the 4, Nilo's Rose, and the 7, Central Casting. But I still like number 1, Vehemente, Louis Rivera for Joe Sharp, 7th race today out at Aqueduct.
Now, I think that when they were 2-year-olds, they could use Lasix in stakes races?
No.
No Lasix at all?
No, not in most tracks. Certain tracks around, I think Louisiana, they get to use it. Woodbine, they certainly get to use Lasix, but no, other tracks, no.
All these 2-year-olds around the continental United States that's been running here now have,
right.
Their trainer now has an option to administer race time, Lasix at race time because that's a legal drug that they could use, Lasix. Okay, and is this one on it? Today?
Yeah, first time Lasix,
okay,
number 1.
Good.
And it's interesting because no one else in the race opted to use Lasix with the exception of the 4, Nilo's Rose, who scratched. So Vehemente is going to be the only horse on Lasix, and it's first time Lasix as well.
All right, 7th race, number 1, Vehemente, for all the reasons that Jonathan just said. Going to be a short price with the scratches, but better a short price than a long face.
Sometimes you got to take what they give you, Ralph.
Absolutely.
Let's go out to Gulfstream and look.
You can't take what they're not going to give you. It's really that simple.
Exactly.
We're going to
8th race. Yeah, I didn't email it in, but
okay.
I'm adding it now. 8th race today, a flat mile on the main track. This is one of the few stakes they have today. It's the 8th race. It's a flat mile. I like the number 7 horse in here, Sweet Note, a 3-year-old filly from the Brendan Walsh barn, Tyler Gaffleone aboard to ride. Either one of her first 2 races win this race. She's drawn well, 4-1 on the morning line. I like number 7, Sweet Note, to win today's 8th race out at Gulfstream.
All right, 8th race at Gulfstream. It's not on the graphic, but that's okay. We're going to repeat it for you. 8th race at Gulfstream, number 7, Sweet Note. Gaffleone aboard at 4-1 is a bonus play from Jonathan Ardoon. See, he's celebrating the holiday, not like the racetracks without a stakes race. But he's got the 7.
And let's go to Santa Anita and wrap it up. 3rd and final play. 5th race today is a mile on the turf, and I love the number 7 horse in here, Zalamo. Look at the rider switch. I mean, take nothing away from Diego Herrera or Jeremy Lapita. They're fine jockeys, but they're not Flavian Pratt. First time Pratt, 7-2 on the morning line. Leonard Powell looking for his first win of the meet. Well, it's going to come in today's fifth race out at Gulfstream, number 7, Zalamo.
All right, the fifth race is the anchor race in the early pick 5 and early pick 4 today at Santa Anita. And in that fifth race, Jonathan likes number 7, Zalamo. Flavian Pratt aboard the 7 in the fifth race. Jonathan does have full sheets both at Santa Anita Aqueduct and at Gulfstream today, and so you can get it at his websites.
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralphie. Stay safe, be well, happy, healthy New Year.
You got it, my man. Same back at you and your significant other, the better half of the entry, I might add. But
looks
in any
better.
Case, but in any case, thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, we're coming right back with Rich Eng standing by. Boy, there was a lot of football going on. There's a lot more today. Championship football today as well. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
No service member who has put on a uniform and served our nation should be without a home and the services they need. I'm Dave Portnoy, and I'm asking for your help. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation promises to eradicate veteran homelessness across the country so that no service member who has served our nation will be without a home and the services they need. That's why I'm asking you to contribute $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to t2t.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, talking about Eclipse Award votes, etc. The highest buyer figure last year performed by any horse came in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Sierra Leone got the buyer figure of 112, and that was the highest of the year anywhere in the country. So, little note there. Now let's go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning. Happy New Year.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners. And a happy new year to everybody.
All right. I'm sure that you were like me and Jonathan, probably at home watching whatever it is on TV and probably hit the bed early.
Yeah, the 9 o'clock time was midnight yeah. back in New York City. So when I saw the ball drop, that was it for me and Sandy.
Yeah, that certainly was it for me, too. No question about it. Well, we begin a new year, and like Jonathan Ardoon duly noted, that the 2-year-olds from last year are 3-year-olds now, and they can go on Lasix if they want to. What about football? I mean, I'm telling you, it's been some great games in football and some lopsided one as well, but we got 3 championship. The college football playoff continues today with 3 championship-type games.
Yeah, last night was the first of the quarterfinal games. It was Boise State losing to Penn State 31-14. And I thought that was an example, Ralph, where I thought Boise State, if you bet the plus 12.5, plus 13, you had the right side, but you got the wrong outcome because I thought it was a lot closer than a 17-point game. Boise missed some chances to put points on the board. But we've got three games today, the Peach Bowl, the Rose Bowl, and the Sugar Bowl, and they're all spaced about 4 hours apart on the telecast, so there should be no overlap. You don't have to worry about having two television sets on to watch any of the football today.
And, of course, the game that everybody is really concentrating on is Ohio State and Oregon. They had a great match last time. I can't wait to see what they got up for grabs today.
Yeah, interesting in the fact that, you know, when they had the Big Ten championship game, Penn State played Oregon and lost, and then the reward for that was that Oregon has to play Ohio State, and Penn State got to play Boise State, or as I said, a 12.5-point favorite. So it almost helped Penn State to lose the game versus to win the game because Ohio State's a tough out, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we know darn well there's no 11- or 12-point spreads in that game today.
No, that's for sure. It sure looks like a nail-biter. As far as my pick for the show, Ralph, I'm going to go to a game that looks a little lopsided on the point spread. But I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago when Arizona State made the tournament, the fact that when the portal opened up, they had about a dozen players immediately jump into the portal. And so I thought that would kind of weaken them a little bit with their starters and depth. Texas is favored in the game by 12.5 points. That's where I'm going to go, Ralph. I'm going to go with the Texas Longhorns. They beat Clemson to get to this game. And Clemson was one of the strongest foes in the first round of games. Texas did a nice job against them. I think Texas is a much more physical, deeper football team than Arizona State. So we're going to go with the Longhorns minus 12.5.
Okay, that is the middle game of the three? Or the early one?
It's the first game. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Peach Bowl in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, and Texas minus 12.5 is your play there. You figure they'll have an easy go with it with Arizona State. Now get back to horses. Kind of unusual. No stakes race today at Santa Anita, huh, on New Year's?
Well, I tell you what, there were a lot of stakes races over the weekend, so I guess they're kind of going to save them up and we'll see them in clumps coming up in the next few weeks, Ralph. Yeah. As far as a pick for today, let's go to race five at Santa Anita. The same pick, the same race as Jonathan. Jonathan likes the seven. Zalamo, the last time Jonathan and I got together for Sirocco play, Ralph, we nailed it on Saturday.
You sure did.
In the last race at Santa Anita. But I like the number eight horse, Rastaman Vibe. This is the hardest race on the card at Santa Anita. So Jonathan and I naturally jump right into it. But this horse won last time for optional claimer 50, similar condition. This horse had been running optional claimer 80. And if you notice at Santa Anita, this horse was actually 0 for 8 at Santa Anita. But those turf races at Santa Anita were all much harder condition than today. So let's try the 8. Rastaman Vibe, 4-1. J.J. Hernandez riding for Peter Erton.
Okay, again, in the anchor race of the early pick 4 and early pick 5 today at Santa Anita, Richie likes the 8 horse, Rastaman Vibe. That will break right next to Jonathan's pick, the 7 horse, Zalamo. So it'll be easy, a Sirocco exacta play. Of course, the Sirocco play hit last time, and with these two guys got together in the same race. We'll try to do it again today as we start a new year of Sirocco plays. The Sirocco play here is the exacta box of 7, 8, 8, 7. And, of course, your play is the 8 in this race. And, by the way, the last time the Sirocco play ran, your horse did beat Jonathan. So we'll wait and see. The 7, 8, 8, 7 combination. You like the 8. And don't forget, folks, that Rich Ang does have his entire handicap selections for Santa Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Well, Richie, we'll be watching football and horses and munching along the way on this first day of 2025. And, of course, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Ralph. And, you know, I did give out Notre Dame last time. I have a future book bet on them to win the national championship at 10-1, but I didn't give them out as a play. I don't want to jinx myself, but I'll be rooting for Notre Dame tonight. So,
I got to tell you, that's a tough game because that point spread went from a half-point favorite to pick 'em. I mean, it's a tight
a gambling race, that gambling game, that's for sure. And that will be the final game tonight. Of course, we're still waiting to make sure that they do play that game. It is at the Sugar Bowl is at, you know, the arena down there in New Orleans, where it was close to that terrible situation that happened today. But so far, plans are still to go ahead with the game. So we'll wait and see. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with John and Jerry, so don't go away. Final break coming up, and then our final handicappers.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grand View Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grand View Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grand View Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on race day 2025. And now we're going to go out to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. John, good, happy New Year morning to you.
Happy New Year, Ralph. Good morning, and happy New Year to our listeners.
Well, you were one that we were on the West Coast in the Western time zone. We were one of the last ones to celebrate New Year's Eve. So were you up to actually physically celebrate it last night in the Pacific time zone?
No, I missed it. I tried as best I could, but I decided I think we're better off celebrating the New York time zone on New Year's Eve.
Hey, I'm all for the Australian one. Sydney, Australia celebrates it at like 5 in the morning on New Year's Eve. So that's okay by me. But in any case, good time had by all, most anyhow. Unusual, no stakes race on New Year's at Santa Anita.
Yeah, a little bit, but, you know, they were front-loaded with that big opening day last week. Yeah. It worked out for them. The handle was good opening week, and we've got stakes races over the weekend, so it's okay. We've got a decent nine-race card, some decent field sizes, too, so for me as a horse player, it's a good gambling card.
Well, we just started out with Santa Anita, but for the sake of starting another week out in Southern California, what about the jockey-trainer standing? It's got to be clumped up, don't it, huh?
Well, Flavian Pratt kicked away real quick. He's got seven winners from opening week, and then Juan Hernandez second with four. Tiago Pereira, Frankie Dettori, and Kazushi Kimura each had three winners. As far as the trainers go, Phil D'Amato won four races opening week. He's got one more than Bob Baffert and Steve Knapp, and we're just getting started.
What about those favorites then?
Favorites, they were strong on Sunday. Ended up winning 43% opening week.
And I know that you and Jonathan both said on the show on Sunday, be aware, don't play big combination tickets, because there'll be a lot of favorites winning, and they sure were. They won a lot. As a matter of fact, I think I saw a couple of the pick threes paid $3 and change.
Yeah, I think there were four favorites in the pick six, a very strong second choice. So, you know, it's the card we were dealt. You work with it, and then you go on from there.
Now, of course, if folks wanted to play the favorites and try to make something, you on your sheet, you had the winners of all the races in the pick six, and that thing paid $300. Not much to say about that, but nevertheless, you can't take what they're not going to give you.
Yeah, we had the last six on top. Again, it's you know, it is what it is. Like you say, you have to find the winners and try and keep people rolling there at the South Point.
And your sheet was hot during the first week as well. 18 winners on the sheet out of 39 races. Win percentage of 46.1%, flatbed profit too of $86.60, which is like you say, sometimes it's hard to do when you get a lot of the favorites, but you beat both of them as well. The Lindo Report for today on the first day of 2025 for Santa Anita, available right now right here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge. Picks in all the races, suggested late pick for all the goody information, etc. One comprehensive sheet right here, only here in the gaming capital of the world at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary to you because they love horse players. A pick, John.
Let's go down to the ninth and final, a good gambling race, Ralph. In the ninth race, number two, Hacking It Up, ran pretty well down the hill in the California Flag. Drops in for a claiming tag today, adds Lasix back, won his only start on the flat course sprinting at Santa Anita. That's what they do today. And from an inside post for the hot George Papa Podromo barn, 8-1 on the program is fair value. So ninth race today, number two, Hacking It Up at Santa Anita.
All right, ninth and final race, number two, Hacking It Up. The two in the ninth, John Lindo's play for the race day listeners. Want to also say where Jonathan and Richie came with their plays, John Lindo has his best bet on the sheet in that race as well. So we know that out of all the races, it seems like the fifth race is the one that you guys think might have a nice payoff to it. So keep that in mind. Get the Lindo report. All right. Thanks a lot, John. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Good luck today.
All right. You got it, my man. And now we're going to go out to Jerry Jackowitz, who is dressed as if he just came in from an all-nighter on New Year's Eve. What say you, Jerry?
Well, you know, all-nighters, I'm a few years past that, but we went out and we tripped the white fantastic.
This is a nice New Year's celebration look there, buddy.
Yeah, hey, listen, this is a visual media we're involved in. kind of got to get with the program, right? It's New Year's Day, and hopefully everybody had a nice celebration last night.
A nice, safe celebration. Yeah. Listen, before we get started with the picks, both you have a sheet for Power Pages for San Anita and at Aqueduct. Want to remind everybody out there, again, this fifth race of San Anita seems to be a race that's rich in possibilities. John Lindo has his best bet in there. We have two picks from one from Jonathan and one from Richie on the show, which are not the same horse. And you have a star horse and a pop-out key in the race, which is not one of their horses either. So make sure you get the Power Pages today for that fifth race at San Anita.
Sounds like the kind of race I like to bet in.
Yeah.
You know, if I were to disagree with anything that anybody's ever said, it's if they're giving you favorites, you don't have to play. And you can lose every race. If you don't bet the favorite, it's okay to lose.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing for people to understand. You can't make money and you can't win playing the favorite. You have to lose 10% of your bankroll no matter what.
Well, and that comes under the philosophy of an old gambler who once told me, and I had to think about it really before it really kind of impressed me, but I live by that motto too. He said, I don't bet to win, I bet to make money.
Right. That's exactly right. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's a tough game. Sometimes you have to go through a little bit of a losing streak. But you have to play the right horses, the horses that can produce money, produce wins. Because we really keep score with the amount of money we have in our pocket. We don't keep score with, you know, you had five. I remember very clearly taking a bus from Aqueduct back to Long Beach. It was a tough ride through Far Rockaway, for those who remember. Uh-huh. And this guy was talking about how he had four winners on the day and had no money left at the end of the day.
You know, there have people I know that experienced that as well. All right, we got a minute to do two races. Let's put some of your philosophy to work right now. Let's go to Aqueduct for a pick.
All right, well, we have a nice 3-1 shot in Mr. Mendelson, the five-horse, and a five-horse was a six-horse field in the second race. That doesn't sound bad to me. For John Toscano, the horse just really running in good shape and really likes Aqueduct. I think it's a little faster than these. It's not really complicated in this case. I'll take the 5 over the 1-2-6, reverse 1-2-6 over the 5. But the 5, Mr. Mendelson, race number 2 at Aqueduct. It's a good track. Remember, the M's are for muddy, sloppy. They don't relate to good at all.
So okay.
Just keep that in mind.
Second race, the 5 over 1-2-6 and reverse. Now we go to San Anita.
Yeah, let's see. We got a happy new year here. Let's go to race number 2. I love an iconic memory. It's just a filly who's just raced well every single time. Really can stand up to horse racing, can tolerate it. Comes back around 30 to 40 days every time. Young, good-looking filly. I think she's faster than these also. Let him catch her. I'll take the 3 over the 2-4-7, reverse 2-4-7 over the 3. The 3, iconic memory at 9-2. great-looking pop-out key feature play in race number two at Santa Anita.
Second race, Santa Anita, the 3 over 2, 4, 7, and reverse. That's the play. Remember, Power Pages for all of Santa Anita, all aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And we will wrap up this first show of 2025 by wishing everybody out there again a happy new year. Stay safe and, of course, healthy. And dapperly dressed Jerry will give us our sign-off.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.